Welcome back to Rosie on the House. I said we'd go to John next down in Tucson. Let's bring him into the conversation. Good morning, John. How are you, my friend?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Got a question that probably doesn't have a clear yes or no answer. It's a sort of a balance of a economic, a lifestyle, a real estate value.
Okay.
That's confusing, isn't it?
No, anyway, I think I'm still with you.
Got a 1980s vintage swim spa, in-ground swim spa, that is probably time for a replaster. And as I found out the last few years, every time I try to fix something, pump-wise, motor-wise, valve-wise, everything is obsolete, out of date. I'm at the point, do I fix the damn thing, replaster it, or do I bury it? What's your thoughts on an older pool and with the digital, increasingly these digital controls, et cetera? They're obsolete the day you buy it, like a computer. I've got a five-year-old heater that's obsolete. The other one lasted 25 years. The new one lasted 5 years. Anyway.
That's aggravating.
You're aggravating and expensive.
Yeah.
You're feeling on a...
Well, John, when you say a swim spa, I mean, are you talking something that's 500 gallons, or are you talking a 10,000-gallon swimming pool?
About with 2,500.
2,500 gallon?
Right.
Okay.
It's in ground. It's just a small... supposedly you can swim against jets, but of course the jets in the old days weren't strong enough to swim against.
Okay. All right. Well, I think you ought to just put economics aside and decide, do you use it enough to enjoy it? Now, I'm telling you, I have a swimming pool at my house. I haven't touched that pool in 25 years. Jennifer is the pool gal at our house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a swimming pool person. I haven't been in that swimming pool, I don't think, for more than 10 or 15 minutes in the last 2 or 3 years. I'm not a pool guy. If it weren't for my grandkids, I'd rent a jackhammer, I'd punch holes in the bottom of that pool, and I'd fill it in. Now, every one of our certified pool contractors in Tucson and Phoenix are about ready to call and choke me right now. But some people love a swimming pool, and they love the opportunity to get in and enjoy it. I don't.
That's my situation.
Then fill
our
it
situation.
In. Then fill it in. Fill it in.
Fill it in.
Why fight it?
Any feeling on real estate values, impact? Because, of course, the pool people say, oh, my God, you can't do that. The other people say, oh, hell, it doesn't make any difference.
You ask any appraiser, and they'll tell you it doesn't matter.
It
doesn't matter.
No.
Because it goes back
you
to
come
the...
over and have a fill-in-the-pool party?
Now, listen, the
it goes back to location, location, location. If the buyer likes the location, they can put a pool in later or rip it out if they want.
Sometimes a pool will help a home sell quicker because it's already in if the buyer is a pool type person. John, there
we bought the house and didn't want the pool, but it you have it. Then you maintain it, but it's
now. John, just know that the county health department will require you to pull a permit to abandon that pool. And there are other options. We have solar safe pool cover that can develop a cover for that spa, and you just retire it, and it just stays covered until you decide to uncover it or you sell the house and the next homeowner has that hole in the ground that he does a little maintenance to and resurrects it. We also have another partner called Deckover, and he travels to Tucson as well. And he'll drain your spa. He'll put a pump on the bottom. Then he puts a deck over the top of it. So the hole's still there. The next homeowner can, again, resurrect that pool if they want to. But if you're going to literally bury it and cave it in, you've got to punch holes in the bottom of it. And the county health department has very specific rules and regulations on what they will accept. You've got to do it in a very carefully defined process so you don't just have a big sinkhole out there for the next unsuspecting homeowner.
And I will tell you, if you don't need the space, I would suggest a retirement option, because then it does add that flexibility at the point of resale that it's there if somebody wants it.
Solar safe pool covers is one option, and or deck over is another, and you can find both of them at rosieonthehouse.com.
Just click Trusted Partner and select pools.
All right, so that takes care of John. Opens the line for you if you'd like to get in, 1-888-767-4348. We've got a full load of callers now. Romy, you pick. Where are we going next, buddy?
First in, first on. Next on is Steve.
Steve in Peoria. Then we've got Kevin in Rio Rico. Ken in Rio Rico, John in Scottsdale. Well, maybe we'll get Frank calling all the way from North Carolina. What do you think he wants to talk about? But right now,
he wants to rub in the weather.
Let's get to Steve right now in Peoria. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, bud.
Got a question for you. We recently moved into a house that's considerably larger than our previous home. Since then, we've had to replace quite a few various plumbing pieces, water faucet cartridges, had a couple siphon valves in the sprinkler system blow on us, had valve head blow out.
Okay.
And it's been 2 months, basically, since we've had all these kind of issues. And noticed that the water pressure filling up the toilet bowl is substantially high, so the toilet just sits there and spins a while. So kind of getting to my question is, our previous home, we had about 55, 60 PSI in the home, and
perfect,
that seemed to be fine.
Perfect.
Right? In this home, we have 75, and it's peaking at 85 at night with a pressure valve at the hose bit.
Okay.
And we've had a plumber tell us that that's fine. It's like a 3,600-square-foot home, so it's a fairly large home.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's required. So, okay. I mean, I just kind of want to know, the house was built in 2001. Am I just dealing with replaceable parts that need to be replaced now? Is it just that time, or am I dealing with maybe a pressure issue?
75 isn't completely out of line, but it is higher than most plumbing appliance manufacturers would recommend. And if you would put a pressure regulator on that and dial it down to about 60 or 65, you would experience longer life in all of your plumbing fixtures. Now, whether or not you just got in the house in the amount of time that everything else was aging out, I don't know. But 75 is just a wee bit higher than we generally recommend. About 60 PSI is perfect.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's what we had at our old house, and that's kind of what I assumed. But the plumber said, it's not out of the question, but we don't need that pressure. There's no need for that in our home. So
there you go. Dial her down
a bit. I'd appreciate the advice. I'm super cool and been doing that too as well. It saved us a ton of money on this home, and I appreciate you guys every Saturday morning.
How much do you think it saved you, John? I'm sorry, Steve. I was looking at the next caller.
That's okay. Estimate right now is $170 a month.
$170, and it's called super cooling, folks. You have to get on the right power plan, and it doesn't cost you a penny. You don't have to buy anything if you've already got a programmable thermostat. You change the way you live, change the way your thermostat cools the house down, and like Steve, you can save $170 a month.
What was the size of his house?
I think you said 3,000.
Okay.
Maybe you said 3,600.
So maybe a little bigger than the average home.
A little bit bigger than the average home.
Maybe not quite that, but I mean,
I think everybody that's saving money with the super cooling should take 10% of their savings and donate it to Habitat for Humanity.
Amen.
Every month they save $175, they ought to send 17 to Habitat for Humanity. And just put Rosie on the House in the memo, and every year I'll bet you Rosie on the House could build one home.
At least.
Yeah.
At least. That adds up quick. We do have a full bank of callers. I am going to steal the show for a minute because I have a special request. We are putting together a first of its kind event. It's a Rosie on the House. We call it Roth University. We're putting together a one-day business seminar for our partners. But at the end of that, we're going to have a focus group. A lot of things we've been talking about and kicking around, and we want you, the homeowners, feedback on some of our ideas. So we're inviting 10 couples
from across the state If you want to come to beautiful Casa Grande, Arizona in 2 weeks.
On Friday, June 21st, Focus, our insurance partner, is going to put you up for the night. So you can come, make it a Arizona staycation. It'll be at 4:30, so we'll need you at the Francisco Grande Hotel by 4 o'clock. It was originally built as the San Francisco's Giants spring training field. Yeah. I got the pool shaped like a baseball.
There's a lot of history
spa
there.
Spa over here is the ball. And it's a pretty neat setup. And even,
yeah, it is.
Even the building itself is curved to match the curve of a baseball cap.
Okay.
So we'll have a lot of fun. So we'll have a focus group starting at 4:30 till whenever. We've got the room till 9. I'm thinking it'll probably be 6:30, 7 o'clock-ish.
The first 10 homeowners that do what? How do they register for that?
Just email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com, and we're going to be selective. As I said, we need people from all over the state. And
so they show up at 4 o'clock at Francisco Grande in Casa Grande at 4 o'clock on Friday.
Give you a half hour to get to your room and then come over to the Mesquite Ball Conference Room. 4:30 when we conclude the business seminar. Come in and join us. There'll be hors d'oeuvres. There'll be a drink bar. And we're just going to ask you questions, get your feedback, get your ideas, put you up for the night. Saturday morning, we're going to have a live broadcast right there back in the Mesquite Ballroom with any of our partners that are there. So we're going to have over 1,000 years construction experience Saturday morning.
Yeah. That's right, we will.
At our fingertips right there. So we're going to have a great interactive broadcast. We'll give you a little sneak peek on some of the things that we covered in the focus group and the business seminar. And things tackling, challenges we have as it relates to labor shortage and combating this, quote, open review form. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Establishing best practices amongst our members. So it's Roth University, as taught by Rosie and Romy Romero. That's hilarious.
Well, there's a reason when you look at the guest speakers, we're not on there.
Yeah.
Bringing in a lot of talent.
So the 10 homeowners that we pick do this at no cost to themselves.
And travel to get there.
And our partner Focus Insurance is sponsoring this so we can focus group these homeowners.
Yes, sir.
And if you're in the market for insurance, contact Focus Insurance, P-H-O-C-U-S.
Just email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com and subject line, just put Focus Group, and we'll get back to you.